L-O-U-I-S. K-O-C-H-I-N.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, where did you live in Europe? What country?
Russia.
You remember the name of the town?
I was born in what town? My father had been a rabbi in several towns.
Well, let's say for the
first
5 years preceding coming to this country, you wouldn't have too much memory before then, I don't think.
Well, I'm more acquainted with the city that I was born, because there's nothing much to remember. It's just a small little hamlet.
The hamlet where you lived later?
Where we were born. Where the city was, where I lived later, the 3 or 4 years. About 4 years in a small town, visits back and forth. And then in the city where my father was a rabbi, I remember very faintly which many of the things. So I remember just two or three things about the place. Is it clear my mind?
Are you talking about the city where you were born, or later?
No, the city of later.
Later.
Where I was born, I know more about it. In fact, I got an image of it even to this day. The other city, I don't even...
Why do you remember the city where you were born better?
Well, you see, first place, it was small in size.
Mm-hmm.
And it was more intimate. The other one was too big for me.
Where you moved later.
Where we moved later.
All right, then let's talk about the city that you remember. It was a small hamlet, you said.
It was a small hamlet.
What was the name of it?
Shevard.
How can you spell that for me phonetically?
W-S-H-E-L-I-B, I think that's where the Polish. It says that the Polish way, that's what the Polish, and the Jews call it Shelib. S-H-E-L-I-B.
All right, and what type of a house? Remember the type of
the province of Minsk.
All right.
Province of Minsk. And the county of Nevada, I think that's what it is.
Remember the type of house you lived in?
Yes, a wooden home with 3 or 4 rooms. This was a 1-4 house. There was a dining room, I remember, the bedroom, that was a big French stove, another stove that was actually a brick thing.
Brick stove or fireplace?
Fireplace. I mean, it was almost like I have an idea, I can't. I noticed in the back side you could almost sleep in it, but I don't have to draw you a picture that I could not for the life of me to remember.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And the family that lived in the house with you, how many brothers and sisters did you have?
Well, I was the oldest of the family that lived in that house. This was my grandfather and grandmother at home, and my mother. And she had 2 sisters, but they were married already at the time.
Well, how many brothers did you have?
None.
Sisters?
I had 2 sisters. Yeah, 3 sisters. Really 3 sisters. 3 sisters.
And they were younger than you were?
Yeah, they were younger than me.
And you're talking now about your first home.
European, yes.
Yes. And you lived there until you moved to this larger city.
While we were living there, my father was mostly away. He was studying in the city of Rome. While we were there, my father was studying in the city of Rome.
Rabbinical school?
And my mother's father was supporting the family. The grandfather was supporting the family.
Was this unusual? Unusual
no, arrangement? No, so this was a custom among the wealthier people, the so-called wealthier people of the town. They would take, get a son-in-law, a student, or somebody, a scholar, a student of college, but they would be eventually become a rabbi.
This was then your father went to a yeshiva, is that right?
That's right.
And then what were the languages spoken in your home?
The spoken in the home was in complete Yiddish.
Not Russian. What kind of schooling did you have in Russia?
Only the theater.
And by this you mean you just learned the Hebrew language?
Yiddish and Yiddish and from the textbook was the Bible. Was the Bible. The prayer book of the Bible. First the ABC of the Bible. And then was reading was from the Bible.
What was your synagogue like?
It was a nice synagogue. I couldn't even remember it. When I at in that in a small town, the big synagogue, when my father was a rabbi afterwards, it was quite a big synagogue. He was the head rabbi of the city. There were three or four other rabbis in the town, and he was there.
You moved to the large city.
Yeah, and there was. You see, the city that where I was born may have had about 200 Jewish population. So the population of 200 Jewish population, 200 to 300 in itself.
200 Jewish population.
It was in the surrounding villages, but it was a gentile. And a few Jewish farmers.
Well, were there gentile people in the town?
Sorry. On the outskirts.
And your father was head rabbi in what town? In
Dombrovitz.
Could you spell that one?
D-O-N.
D-O-N?
D-O-N.
Mm-hmm.
B-R-O.
All right.
P-I-T-Z, I would say. And it was in Berlin, Volinia, and it's the Ukraine.
In the Ukraine. V-I-L-L-I-N-A?
Volinia,
V-O.
V-O?
V-O.
Volin, V-O-L-Y-N-I-A.
All right.
I was talking.
Okay.
That's the proud name of that province. And you see, well, the place where I was born was more, was really, was probably disputed territory because the Gentile neighborhood was a mixture of Polish and a few Russian, white Russians, a few white Russians. The nobleman that owned the city was a Polish.
Pardon?
The nobleman that had the owned most of the surrounding part of the city was a Polish nobleman.
The woman that owned the land.
No, the man that owned the land.
Land. A
Polish
nobleman. A Gentile man, of course. And what were your relations with the non-Jewish people in the community?
Which one? Zero. Zero. The only time I remember is my grandfather, once when I must have been about 4 years old, took me to that home, to the home of the, he was the court Jew, so-called.
Your grandfather?
My maternal grandfather. He was sort of called, I would call him the court Jew. And he had charge of the estate, the general supervisor of the estate of this Polish prince. He would see that he's and that everything, that lumber was being sold, that these products were being sold and all that. And he was traveled quite a bit. I mean, he traveled even as far as Paris, and he was, it was quite a distance as far as we were concerned.
Mm-hmm.
He went to Berlin and Paris. He would sell that man, then they would send him now, for instance. The reason that I remember Paris is when he took me that time to that, he brought something for the lady of the house, whatever she was, a princess or duchess, or he bought her a dress or something that she had sent him to buy. And when he brought it back, he took me along. And I remember she gave me, I can't remember her face, I don't wasn't in the top, but I remember she gave me a tomato. And they were eating, and they came in eating, and you know, he stood at the entrance of the door, and she came over and motioned him in and talked to him a few minutes, which I don't even recollect how what. And then she took this tomato and handed it to me. And naturally, I think Grandpa must have said, I don't remember, but whether I said thank you, or he told me to say thank you, he probably did. And when I went out, I remember asking my grandpa, what's the tomato? What do you do with this?
With the tomato.
The tomato.
Mm-hmm.
He says, it's coming up. It's something to have that cotton for the chaya, for the animals. You use the word for the animals, chaya, I mean, it's been specific. And I said to him, but Grandpa, she was eating some. Must have been cut.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, but pigs can eat some. that's all I can. And I didn't remember eating another tomato until I came to the United States.
That
thing was stuck in my mind. When I asked him what to do with it, because later on I was got accustomed to the. Although when we were in Donald Dombrovitz, they must have had tomatoes there. But then, and people were buying it. But in our home, mother ran a home almost strictly, so she was accustomed to it. So tomatoes wouldn't be one of the things that she would even buy. But I don't know what she was going to have. People probably brought the food in for her. She never went shopping.
Your mother never went shopping?
No.
Why was that?
I guess it was a custom for the rabbits and not to,
I see.
To shop. And so the food was brought in.
So you had some relationship with this Polish nobleman through your grandfather.
That was the only time.
That was the only Gentile?
She was the only Gentile that I saw. I was amazed at the house I saw. I know there were 60.
Uh-huh.
There were a lot of the house help. But the others, I saw them on the market, no doubt, people, but and the churches, they had the church in town.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't interested. I didn't know any difference. I didn't know any difference between them and them. I never even bothered to ask. I know that there was a church, there, and I know that's about all. In a bigger town, there was a town already of 12,000 Jews, and the population, so we never had my contact was never with any.
Not with Gentiles. All right, well, of course, the next question wouldn't apply. You were too young, did you belong to or attend any political organization? That wouldn't apply to you. But what about your father? Did he, Zionist, born, anything like that? No. All right.
He was an Orthodox Jew.
And now you were only nine. But
I was about 8 and a half. I was 7 or 8.
What was the relationship? Do you remember anything strike you about the relationship of the government of your country to the Jews?
What's that?
Anything? It's a long way back, and you were a child. Oh, but did anything?
Yes, one thing you actually had a very bad impression on me. Shortly before we left, they brought in on a weekday. Must have been on a Sunday. They brought in a Jewish farmer, his wife and children, and a visiting girl that, I don't know whether she was religious, was butchered by the peasants in a neighboring town, so that's the town. And they were brought in for burial to the city. And I remember, because I followed that reason. Well, when I remember before that, I mentioned and probably three sisters. One of my sisters died in that town from scarlet fever. one of my sisters died from scar. So at that time, I even went, I remember following the crowd and went into the cemetery, but I stopped over to the, they built something like you would say a doghouse to me, looks to me, it's just in my memory. I never left for this. It was a marking probably of a sister's grave, and she must have been about 5 years of age.
Were these peasants, were they butchered in a pogrom?
Yeah, must have been a pogrom. They were butchered in a pogrom. And it's always been all mine. I didn't see the people, I remember people, they hacked them to pieces. That's the first time I,
did you think about America at all at this time?
America existed. Only one country outside of Africa, outside the world, was the land of Palestine.
Oh, you just were going to come back. All right, well then, why did you leave the country in which you were born?
Well, the Japanese-Russian War. There was a fire that killed the city. And it would take time to live. And that had
in this
country where we well, why stay around?
Two brothers.
And he said, why come to America?
So then, what the job came with your family?
My father came first. I came with the family.
Three sisters, but one had died.
Then
you had another one.
She was a baby there. I mean, my father had left. About 3 months or a year.
So your destination was good. And because
I was young, had a kind. And the Russian son.
How was your father? And did your uncles arrange this for him? How was it arranged?
Some of them were from they gave him the
what synagogue?
Yeah, they have a smaller. But he was only there for 1 year.
Who came then with your mother? I was a part of a group.
There were quite a number of Jews.
But you traveled. How did you get from your village to the dock to
by rail, obviously.
But you had a
weekend back to the city to Bremen. We were stopped and I remember the light.
The light of Berlin?
City
in Russia where you were? All right, who met you? Did you bring any objects or United States from Europe? Is it the same as it was in Europe?
Told me it wasn't.
Nathan?